Welcome back to another adventure with Detective Doodad and the Doodad Gang. In our last adventure, Mindy Lee found out Dr. D. Seaver had sold her lost locket that had been in her family for many generations. But after getting angry, Mindy Lee forgave Dr. D. Seaver for what he had done. But Mindy Lee was still upset over the lost and stolen locket. Let's see what she does in another Doodad Gang adventure.
Look at my new gadget.
Wow, very cool, Detective. What does it do?
Look at my new gadget.
Can we look at it later, Detective?
Oh, sure. Henry, let me show you how this works outside.
Mindy Lee, are you still upset about Dr. Deceiver finding and selling your locket?
Yeah, I know I need to forgive him, but it's hard. For four generations, it was in my family. Now it's gone.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say Dr. Deceiver took it to a pawn shop?
That's what he told me. Why does it matter now?
Maybe they still have it.
Oh, wow. I hadn't thought about that possibility. Let's go see.
Okay.
Yes, I would like to see those pieces of jewelry. Thank you.
Hello, Mindy Lee.
Get out of my way.
You're staying right here, girl. What's that in your pocket?
Nothing.
You always have a bad habit of turning up when I least suspect and ruining my plans. But this time, it's my turn. I'm sure you aren't glad to see me now, you thieving little girl. And just think, you and your Doodad Gang friends were about to be honored for your civic responsibility in uncovering my, unconventional campaigning tactics. Too bad the papers will have a different story to tell.
Mindy Lee, were you trying to take that locket?
Yes, it's mine. But now, I'm the one in big trouble.
Mindy Lee has made some very good choices while being a member of the Doodad Gang. But this time, she made a bad choice. What will happen to her and the Doodad Gang? Find out how the story ends in the next Detective Doodad and the Doodad Gang adventure.